Good morning.
早上好。
God is with us. Amen.
神与我们同在。
Is God with us?
神与我们同在吗？
Emmanuel.
以马内利。
Is God with us?
神与我们同在吗？
Turn to someone next to you and say, God is with us.
对你旁边的人讲，神与我们同在。
God is with us.
God, 神与我们同在。
Even seeing the announcement earlier of Jesus with the crown of thorns. Wow.
刚才我们看到报告事项的时候，我们看到一幅主耶稣的画面，他的头上戴着那个荆棘的冠冕。
You know, every year I like to encourage myself and others and those in my family to go through a devotional as we lead up to Resurrection Sunday.
那就是每年的时候，我都会鼓励我自己，还有其他人，还有我的家人，就是在复活节的前一周进行有一个灵修的敬拜的一个这样的时间。
And this is traditionally called Holy Week.
那传统上它叫圣周。
Starting from next Sunday.
从下一个主日开始。
Or it's called Passion Week.
或也是叫做受难周。
It's a week that commemorates the events of Jesus' path towards the cross.
那它就是纪念主耶稣在最后一周，他在死亡和复活之间发生的所有事情的这么一周的时间。
Leading up to his dying on the cross and his resurrection on Sunday.
那整个这一周就是他在十字架上死亡，还有他的最后的三天后的复活这些。
In English, it's called Passion Week.
在英语中，它被称为受难周。
Because it's the week, and including the last few days where Jesus suffered the most.
那么这一周，尤其是最后几天，是主耶稣受苦最深的一段时间。
And the word passion comes from the Latin word pati, P-A-T-I.
那这个受难这个词，它的拉丁语是来源于叫 PATI，
which means to suffer, to endure.
它的意思就是受苦或者是忍受。
And so I'd like to encourage you to do the same.
那我也是鼓励大家，我们要做相同的事。
Maybe I'll try to research some, but you could look on your Bible app. If you look on your Bible app and you know.And search for a Easter week. Now they call it Easter week or Holy Week or a Passion Week devotional that you could follow along each day, and you could invite your family or your friends or your small group to do the same.
那在我们的手机上有圣经软件，圣经软件上它也有这么一个就是受难周灵修的这么一个课程一个内容，大家可以自己或者是邀请你的家人根据这个受难周这一周的内容。
And if you can find a Chinese version for me, a 14-day that can start tomorrow, or a 7-day that can start next Sunday, if you have the Chinese version of the Bible app, the U version, send it my way so I could share it with everyone else. You could also sample it, and if you find a good one, we need those resources, and we can share it next Sunday and encourage everyone to follow along a few devotionals together, okay?
如果
弟兄 you guys understand?
Yeah, 如果弟兄姐妹能在你的这个圣经学习软件上找到有这个14天或者是7天 ,14 天就是从明天开始 ,7 天就是下主日开始，有这么关于这个受难周学习的这么一个内容可以分享给我，那我也会分享给其他的弟兄姐妹、yeah. 让我们大家一起经历这个课程。
So, 如果你找到的话请发给我 ,OK?
Yeah, just send it to Pastor Alex. He'll share with everyone.
And it's going to lead us through Good Friday and then our Easter Sunday.
那就是一直到我们的受难日，还有就是我们的复活节的主日。
We'll have a special event here for Good Friday and for Resurrection Sunday.
那我们星期五晚上有特别的聚会，然后主日也有。
For Good Friday, our special events team, we have a special events team.
那就是受难日，我们有一个特别的活动施工。
They wanted to show this movie.
那这个特别的活动施工呢，为大家预备了一部电影。
And so we will not have our traditional Good Friday service.
就不像我们以前每年进行的，就是星期五晚上有特别的聚会。
The chairman said that he saw it before.
那我们今天的主席说他以前看过这部电影。
It is called The Passion of the Christ.
那这部电影的名字叫《耶稣受难记》。
What did you think of it, 慧刚？
慧刚，你觉得怎么样？
It's unforgettable, he said.
他说这是一部让人难以忘怀的电影。
It's very emotionally stirring.
那就是他在情绪上让我们真是有经历像过山车一样的感觉。
In fact, the first time that I saw it,
特别是我第一次看这部电影的时候
，a group of us from church went to the movie theater.
那我们教会的一群弟兄姐妹一起去了电影院看。
I was sitting next to Brother Peter.
那我坐在Peter 弟兄的旁边。
And we both cried so much.
我们两个人都哭得不能自已了。
It was so emotionally moving but heavy.
就是在情绪上真的是特别的沉重，但是也是让我们情绪涌动。
And it's very graphic.
那有一些的暴力的图片。
Because it shows historically accurately how Jesus was flogged.
那真的是真的是在史实上真实的记录了当时我们的主耶稣基督是如何的被
鞭打。It shows how the whips that they used at that time on his back.
那也是显示了当时他们用那个鞭子打在他的后背上。
It's called the cat of nine tails.
Cat of nine tails.
The cat 一个猫有九个尾巴。
九尾猫
And in these leather straps, they would put bone and glass.
他们在那个鞭子上，他有竖起来的那个刺和那个尖尖的东西。
When you whip someone's back,
当你把那个鞭子打在人背上的时候
it digs into your back.
然后那些尖刺就卡在你的肉里面。
And then when the Roman soldier would pull it off, it's cutting through deeply and pulling off flesh.
那罗马军兵他把那个鞭子打在耶稣的身上的时候就会把肉一起带出来。
So if you do not have an appetite for that,
如果你觉得你受不了这样的画面的话
or you don't think your youth, even your youth are able to have a stomach for that,
如果你觉得你家里的年轻孩子看不了这样的画面的话
then we want to ask you to...have discernment and your own discretion, you may not want to view it.
那你要自己考量，也许你们可能就不看这部电影。
But we do believe that when you watch it, you see it, you have even a deeper appreciation of what Jesus went through for you and for me.
那其实我们也是鼓励大家看这部电影的时候，我们真正的有一个更深切的了解，能够了解到主耶稣基督为我们所付出的代价。
So that will be two Fridays from now in here.
那就是还在过两个星期的星期五晚上七点钟在这里。
For this morning,
那今天早晨
I want to look at two things.
那我想要看两件事。
One, as we're approaching Easter,
那我们离复活节越来越近的时候
the pastors, we want to look at some of the events that lead up to Jesus' resurrection.
那我们就是我们两位长老就想分享一些的事件，一直到了主耶稣这个复活的这发生的一系列事件。
Today, this morning, I want to specifically look at the time when Jesus was arrested, betrayed, and arrested, and put on trial.
那今天我特别要想讲的就是在这个受难周 期间主耶稣被卖然后被捕和受审的这一段时
间。This is before any of the violence upon him and the flogging and that type of physical treatment.
那这是就是在主耶稣真正在被暴力鞭打这一段时间之前发生的一些的事情。
But it is still Jesus experiencing suffering.
那在这段时间，主耶稣也确实是经历了很多的苦难。
And the second thing I want to look at,
那第二件事我想看的是
is why,
是为什么
is why would Jesus endure through all that?
那为什么主耶稣基督要受到这样的虐待呢？
Why did Jesus endure such mistreatment?
为什么主耶稣基督会在在被捕和受审有
这种这样的虐待。So you can turn your Bibles open, if you would, with me to Matthew chapter 26.
那请大家打开圣经马太福音二十六章。
And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you this morning.
那我们一起祷告，亲爱的父神，我们感谢你。
We thank you that as we gather together.
我们感谢你今天早晨我们可以聚集在一起。
And as we open your word, your scripture,
我们打开你的圣经话语。
We are looking to you.
那我们在这里去寻求你。
And Lord, we know, God, that you are here.
我们知道主啊神你就在这里和我们一起。
And so, God, we invite you to work on our hearts.
那主啊我们求你在我们的心里面动工。
Sometimes throughout the whole week, Monday through Friday, we are running on our own.
那有的时候从周一到周五，我们一直是都在忙于自己世上的事情。
And we may be spiritually hungry.
那我们灵命上真的是饥渴。
And so we ask that, Lord, you would give us that spiritual food this morning.
那主啊，我们求你今天早晨给我们属灵的食物。
Help us to see what you want us to see.
帮助我们，让我们看到你所希望我们看到的。
Help us to hear what you want us to hear.
也是盼望你让我们听到你所愿意让我们听到的。
Help us to obey the way you want us to obey.
让我们顺服，顺服你所让我们所顺服的事情。
And give us the hope that we need.
给我们盼望，这个盼望是我们真正所需要的。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. In this section of scripture,
那在这一段的经文当中
it's a narrative.
那是一段的描述。
So you can literally see it unfold as a picture.
那我们大家就可以把它看作一幅图画。
It begins in the Garden of Gethsemane.
那是在克西马尼园。
It begins with Judas betraying Jesus with a kiss.
那开始于犹大他卖了我们的主耶稣，给了主耶稣一个吻。
And this large crowd comes with swords and with clubs.
那就是有一大群的人，有犹太的领袖，还有罗马的兵丁一起来。
That they're sent from the Jewish leaders.
他们是被大祭司。
And with this crowd comes Roman soldiers.
那这一群的人还有一些罗马的兵丁。
And they're here to arrest Jesus.
他们到这里来逮捕主耶稣。
And this begins the passion, the suffering of Jesus.
这一段经历就开始了主耶稣的受苦受难的经历。
And it's just the beginning of his suffering.
这才是受苦的开始。
And one thing that I want to highlight this morning.
那今天早晨我特别要提醒的一件事情是。
And I find very interesting.
我觉得也是很有意思的一件事。
Is that throughout all of this?
那经过这一系列所有的事情
，Jesus often remains silent.
那常常的主耶稣，他真的是一句话也没有讲，保持沉默。
He allows these things to happen.
他允许这些事情发生。
Even when he's questioned,
即便是他在受审
，He stays quiet.
那他在保持沉默。
Because in the Old Testament,
因为在整本的旧约圣经中
there are ancient prophecies
有一些古老的预言
that tell about the Messiah.
讲到了弥赛亚的事情。
And it tells how the Messiah will suffer.
是讲这个未来的这个将来的弥赛亚是要如何的受苦。
And it'll tell of how the Messiah will die.
也会讲到这个弥赛亚如何要去死。
Like an innocent, like an innocent lamb being led to the slaughter.
就像是一只无罪无辜的羔羊被宰啊、被拉到屠宰场一样。
Look at Isaiah 53 with me here.
那我们一起来看以赛亚书五十三章。
We're going to all read it together.
我们一起来读。
Verse 7.
啊、第七节。
Are we able to have it? Okay. Well, we don't have it up here, so just hear me as I read it to you. Isaiah 53:7.
以赛亚书五十三章第七节。
He was oppressed and afflicted.
他被虐待受痛苦的时候。
Yet he did not open his mouth.
他并不开口。
He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shears is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
他像羊羔被牵去屠宰。又像羊在剪羊羊毛的人面前寂然无声，他也是这样不开口。
700 years before，
那是七百年前，主前七百年。
That Messiah would be afflicted。
那我们的弥赛亚就是这样的受苦。
And yet he would not open his mouth。
那他就是这样闭不开口。
He was led like a lamb to the slaughter.
他像羊羔被牵去屠宰。
As a sheep before its shears is silent.
又像羊在剪羊毛的人面前寂然无声。
So the Messiah did not open his mouth.
那弥赛亚没有将他的嘴张开。
So now let's go back to Matthew 26.
那我们回到马太福音二十六章。
And we're going to start at verse 50.
那我们从第五十节开始。
This is already after the multitudes have come to arrest Jesus.
那就是有一群拿着这个刀剑棍棒的人来一起逮捕主耶稣。
And his disciple Judas has already betrayed him with a kiss.
那他的信徒里面有犹大已经已经卖了他。
Then they came up and laid hands on Jesus and seized him.
然后他们来了以后就把主耶稣给绑了起来。
And behold, one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand, drew his sword, and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear.
有一个与耶稣在一起的人伸手拔出刀来，砍了大祭司的仆人一刀，削掉了他的一只耳朵。
And then Jesus said to him,Put your sword back into its place.
主耶稣对他说，把你的刀收回原处。
Do you think that I cannot appeal to my father?
你以为我不能求我的父？
And he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels.
他就马上给我派十二营以上的天使下来吗？
But if that happens, how then should the scriptures be fulfilled?
如果这样，经上预言这事必然发生，怎能应验呢？
Jesus was saying, hey, no, now is not the time to pull out our swords.
那主耶稣说，现在不是把刀剑拔出来的时候。
Do you think that I can easily just call on my father?
难道你不觉得我可以就是呼求我的父吗？
I could call on him at any moment.
我可以任何时间都呼求他的名。
And he can send down at once more than 12 legions of angels.
他就马上给我派十二营以上的天使下来。
He was saying everything that is about to happen.
那他说所有的事情都是要发生的。
I can make it stop.
我可以让它停下来。
At any moment.
任何时间点都可以让它停下来。
I could turn all of this mistreatment against me.
我可以在任何时间点让这些不啊，让这些困难的事情发生在我身上的。
At any moment, all of the suffering that has come upon me.
在任何时间点，在我身上所发生一切痛苦的事。
At any minute, I could turn this thing around.
任何一个时间点，我都可以把这件事给停了。
I could make it go the other way.
我可以让事情转向不同的方向。
Note what Jesus says.
那这不是主耶稣说的。
It's like he's saying, I don't need to defend myself.
我不需要保护我自己。
I don't need to speak up for myself.
我不需要在这里替我争辩。
And then he was brought to a trial.
那他就被带去受审。
With the Jewish leaders.
和所有犹太人的这个领
袖。And if you read it, it says they brought Jesus there and held this trial at night. It was in the middle of the night.
那这一切所有发生的事情都是在半夜里面发生的。
Which means it's a secret.
就是其实就是显示出来这是一个秘密的审判。
Which makes it an unfair trial.
那这个就是一个非常不公平的审判。
And they were questioning Jesus.
那他们在这里质询主耶稣。
And look at verse 62 of Matthew 26.
那我们一起来看第62节。
And the high priest stood up.
大祭司就站起来。
And he said, Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you.
他对主耶稣说，你为什么不回答？这些人作证控告你的是什么呢？
Verse 63, but Jesus remained silent.
那63节，耶稣却不作声。
Jesus remained silent.
耶稣却不作声。
And so they held him guilty.
那他们就是说判主耶稣有罪。
And this trial, by the morning time, they brought him to the Roman governor, the highest level of authority in that region.
那等到早晨的时候，他们就把耶稣交给最后一个这个有权威的人，就是罗马总督。
And so scroll to Matthew 27 verse 11.
那我们到马太福音27章11节。
Now Jesus stood before the governor.
那主耶稣站在总督面前。
And the governor asked him, Are you the king of the Jews?
总督问他，你是犹太人的王吗？
Jesus said, You have said so.
耶稣回答，这是你说的。
But when he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer.
祭司长和长老控告他的时候，他却不回答。
Then Pilate said to him, Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?
比拉多又问他，他们作证指控你那么多的事，你没有听见吗？
Verse 14.
十四节。
But he gave him no answer, not even to a single charge.
耶稣一句话也不回答他。
And it was after this.
那这是在这些事之后。
That Jesus was led away to be beaten and scourged, to be flogged, and then to be led to the cross.
那在这之后，耶稣就会被带走，然后被鞭打，被。
Through this whole time of questioning.
那在这一那个这一段时间，
Jesus remained silent.
主耶稣一句也没有回答。
He remained silent.
他必不开口。
Why?
为什么？
Why did he endure all of this?
为什么他承受了这一切？
Yes, it's to fulfill the scripture.
是的，是应验先知所说的。
Yes, it's to fulfill the prophecies.
也是，是为了应验先知所写
的。But why would the prophecies have to say that he was led like a lamb to the slaughter that did not open its mouth?
那为什么这个先知所说说他会像一只无罪的羔羊被牵去屠宰场
？Yes, Jesus also endured all of this to obey his Father.
也是的，主耶稣承受了这一切，是为了顺服他的天父。
But what else?
还有什么呢
？Why?
为什么
？Why did Jesus endure through all of this?
为什么耶稣承受了这一切所有的痛苦？
What I find so fascinating.
那我觉得非常让人震惊。
Is that the Bible says that He's our defender.
他是我们的保护者。
But He didn't defend Himself.
但是他却没有保护他自己。
The Bible says that He is our shield and our fortress.
那圣经也说，他是我们的盾牌，是我们的山寨。
But he did not shield himself.
但他却没有保护他自己。
The Bible says that he is our intercessor.
圣经说他是我们的代祷者。
He speaks up for us.
他为我们代求。
But he did not speak out for himself.
但是他却没有为自己讲话。
Why?
为什么？
Why did he endure so much?
为什么他承受了这么多的苦？
Look at Hebrews chapter 12.
让我们一起看希伯来书十二章。
Looking to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
希伯来书十二章十二节，专一注视耶稣，就是那位信心的创造者和完成者。他因为那摆在面前的喜乐，就忍受了十字架，轻看了羞辱，现在就坐在神宝座的右边。
Why did he endure all of these sufferings and this mistreatment?
为什么他忍受了十字架，轻看了羞辱呢？
Why did he endure the shame?
为什么他轻看了这些羞辱？
Why did he endure not speaking up for himself?
为什么他承受不为自己辩护？
Not defending himself.
不为自己讲话。
Why?
为什么？
For you.
为了你。
For me.
也为了我。
Because that is his love for us.
这就是他对我们的爱。
Hebrews says, for the joy that was set before him.
希伯来书说，他因为那摆在面前的喜乐。
What was the joy that was set before him?
那摆在他面前的喜乐是什么呢？
What was it that while he was being whipped?
那是什么让他在受鞭打的时候？
Why was it that when he was being nailed to the cross?
那当他被钉在十字架上的时候，
And he does not open his mouth.
他没有开口。
What is it? What is the joy that he was able to see that was before him? What is the joy that allowed him to endure it?
那个让他摆在他面前的那个喜乐是什么样的喜乐呢？
What is it that made him see and say that makes it worth it?
那什么样的喜乐让耶稣看到说啊，这一切都是值得的？
It is the joy that he will be able to rescue you and me.
那就是他能够救赎你和我的那份喜乐。
It is the end of the story that he sees.
那他已经看到了故事的结局。
It's not even the immediacy of it. It's the end of the story. Jesus knew the end of the story.
那他不是看到的是眼前的，而是看到是幕后的，看到将来的故事的结局。
There is a joy that he had.
那有一份喜乐他看到了。
That he will reign forever and ever.
那他要统治。
That he will be, the joy that he will be with his Father and the Spirit.
那他的喜乐来自于他要与天父在一起，与圣灵在一起。
And with you and with me.
也和你和我在一起。
That's the end of the story.
那就是故事的结局。
Jesus saw the end.
那主耶稣看到了故事的结局。
And the joy that he has.
那他所拥有的喜乐。
That all of us will be together with him is the joy.
那我们能和他在一起就是他最大的喜乐。
When Jesus endured the cross,
那主耶稣在十字架上受苦。
When Jesus endured all the suffering,
那主耶稣承受了所有的痛楚。
He knew that this was the purpose for which he was sent.
那他也知道这就是他被送到这个人世间
And not just to save us from our sins.
不光仅仅是啊救我们脱离我们的罪
but to give us a whole new life with him
那是给了我们一个新的生命
and that life starts today
那个新生命从今天开始
but that new life will go on through eternity
那这个新生命是通往永恒的
to be with us
与我们在一起
In our new dwelling,
在我们的新天地
with our new bodies,
那我们的新身体
That's why he says in John 14:2,
那在约翰福音十四章，
第二节， he says, "I am going there to prepare a place for you."
那我要到那里去为你们预备地方。
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. I will come back for you.
我若去为你们预备地方，我会再来。
So that where I am, you will be also.
带你到我身边，我在哪里，你也在哪里。
You see, Jesus says to us,
那主耶稣对我们说，
I stayed on that cross.
我钉在十字架上。
I stayed on there.
我在上面被挂着。
我留在那里。
我留在那里。
是为了你。
All for you.
I stayed on that cross for this future that we will have together.
我留在十字架上就是为了我们将来在一起。
Jesus wants to be with you.
那主耶稣愿意与你在一起。
Jesus wants to be with you.
主耶稣愿意与你在一起。
Jesus loves to be with you.
主耶稣愿意爱愿意。
He loves for you to be with him.
他也盼望你与他在一起。
That is amazing, is it not?
那真的是非常的美好。
Jesus wants to be with you.
主耶稣愿意与你在一起。
Sometimes even your spouse doesn't want to be with you.
有的时候你的配偶都不愿意和你在一起。
Jesus wants to be with you.
但是主耶稣愿意和你在一起。
All the time.
每时每刻。
Turn to someone next to you and say, Jesus wants to be with you.
和你旁边的人讲，主耶稣愿意和你在一起。
You can say, I don't want to be with you, but Jesus wants to be with you.
你可以说我不愿意和你在一起，但是主耶稣愿意和你在一起。
The Bible says that Jesus was resolute.
圣经上说主耶稣他真的是坚决决绝的
When he set his face towards Jerusalem
当他决定要去耶路撒冷的时候
He was going to obey the Father all the way
他要顺服天父从头到末了
He was going to suffer
他要受苦
And he was going to die
他也要去死
And he was going to drink the cup of God's wrath for our sins
他也要喝他也要喝主震怒的苦杯
But he did it for the joy
那他做了这一切是为了将来的喜乐
The joy that was set before him
那这喜乐是摆在他面前的
The joy was to know that after he would suffer and die on the cross and be placed in the tomb
那这个喜乐就是说他死在十字架上被放在了墓穴里
The joy to know that he would be raised by the power of the Holy Spirit
那他也知道这份喜乐是来自于他被圣灵复活
That's what scripture says that he will be raised by the power of the Holy Spirit
那他会被圣灵的大能复活
And that he would be given a resurrected body
那他有一个复活的新身体
A new body
新身体
What the Bible calls his glorious body.
那就是圣经里所说的荣耀的新身体。
A body that can live here on earth.
那这个身体可以生活在这个地上。
Eat and drink.
可以吃喝。
A body that can enjoy God's creation.
那这个身体也可以享受神的
创造。But also a body that's able to live in and enjoy heaven.
那这个身体也是可以生活在天上的。
At the right hand of the Father.
在父神的右边。
A body that can live up there.
那他这个新身体可以生活在天上。
and a body that could live down here.
也可以生活在地上。
And the Bible says that Jesus's glorious body.
那圣经说耶稣荣耀的复活的身体。
This glorious resurrected body.
那这是荣耀的复活的新身体。
Is the same model that you and I will have.
那也就是同样的样式，你和我将来要得到的。
If you belong to Him.
如果你是属他的。
If you belong to Him.
如果你是属耶稣的，
That's our future hope.
那就是我们未来的盼望。
That we will have a glorious resurrected body like Jesus.
那我们就会得到像耶稣一样荣耀的复活的新身体。
That's why today is part two of our future hope.
那今天就是我们未来盼望的第二步。
That's why we want to be rooted in our future hope.
那我们也是为什么要扎根在将来的盼望当中。
And last time I had a QR code for questions, anonymous questions.
上一次我给大家展示了一个 QR code, 是
问大家问问题的。And some of you had some really good questions.
那弟兄姐妹提出了一些非常好的问题。
And a number of questions is, what kind of body will I have?
那有一个问题是说我们将来有一个什么样的身体。
And someone asked, will I have a body or will I, someone wrote, or will I be a floating spirit?
那我将来是有一个身体呢还是说是一个这个漂浮的灵魂呢
And what kind of body will I have?
那什么样的身体我将来会有呢
Someone asked, what, will I be able to eat?
那有些人问我将来还会吃东西吗
And if I eat, will I get fat?
如果我吃了我会不会变胖
Great question, I love that question, I told Bex
我觉得这是一个非常好的问题我跟 Bex 分享的时候
I told Bex, I forgot Even my son, when he was young, he asked this question
那我儿子在小的时候也问了我这样的问题
He says, Daddy, when we're in heaven, will we still get to play ball?
他说爸爸我们在天堂的时候是不是还可能打球呢
BecauseWon't the ball just go through our hands and our feet? Like, catch it.
他说这个球会不会直接穿过我们的手和脚呢
And I said, no, son, you're going to have a body.
那我跟他说儿子我们会有一个身体
And he goes, will I be really small?
那我会不会长得特别小
I said, no, you're going to have your perfect body.
我跟他说不是的你会有一个完美的身体
Your perfect body.
你的完美的身体
The way that God created you to be.
就是神创造你的最完美的身体
In 1 Corinthians 15, there's a wonderful passage that helps us a lot. Turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 15.
那请大家打开哥林多前书第十五章
And it helps us to see what God's plan for our bodies is going to be.
那这些经节告诉我们神为我们预备的这个新身体是什么样子的
okay.Even beginning with verse 19, okay, our slide team's like right on the spot. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied.
如果我们在基督里只在今生有盼望，就比所有人更可怜了。
But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
现在基督已经从死人中复活，成为睡了的人初熟的果子。
We actually can spend a whole message on this.
我们可以就这一篇就这一节经文讲一篇道。
When the Bible talks about falling asleep, it just means that you've died.
那圣经里面讲这个睡了的人，就是说你死了。
So what this means is Jesus is the first one of us.
那这节经文就是讲说主耶稣基督是我们中的初熟的果子
or those who have died
那也是睡了的人里面的第一个初熟的果子
死了的 okay? 睡了就是死了死了就是睡了 right? That's a biblical language right?
Yeah.
So for those of us who have died Jesus is the first one of us look at this he's the first one of us to be resurrected
他是我们当中第一个复活的。
And he's the first one to get the resurrected glorious body.
那他也是第一个有了复活的充满荣耀的新身体的人。
It's incorruptible.
这是不朽坏的。
It's immortal.
就是不是属世的。
That's the glorious body.
那就是荣耀的新身体。
You see, the bodies that we have today.
那我们看看我们今天所有的身体。
The Bible says right here in this passage is the bodies that we have from Adam and Eve.
我们是从亚当和夏娃得来这个身体。
They were perfectly designed for the earthly environment.
那我们这个身体是完美的创造，是为我们所处的这个生长的这个地上。
But they made a choice to sin and disobey God.
那他们选择去犯罪。
And you can see it like a cartoon.
你看起来就像动画片一样。
As soon as they sinned and disobeyed God,
那他们一开始选择犯罪违背神。
There's like it starts this dark poison that starts to spread in their body.
就像一个这个黑色的病毒疾病一样，就是蔓延到他们的全身上下。
And this sin, this darkness spread to everything that it touched.
那这个黑暗就蔓延到了所有的这个被创造的。
Until all of creation has been touched by their sin and disobedience.
直到所有的创造物都受到了影响，因着他们的犯罪和违背了神。
This dark poison that spread through their bodies into all of creation is called known as sin's curse.
那就是他们违背了神，然后犯了罪，就这些，罪的影响，就像这个病毒一样影响他们。
I'm sorry, go ahead.
哦，这称为罪的诅咒。
This is the result of their disobedience.
这个就是他们不顺服的结果。
Their disobedience, their sin against God, caused this dark poison, this curse, to come across all of creation.
他们违背了神的旨意，所以这个罪的影响就像这个病毒一样蔓延到全地，所有的创造物都受到了影响。
Humankind's bodies,
我们人的身体
became corrupted,
就会变得会朽坏
，become stained,
就会变得这个脆弱
，became weak,
很软弱
，and fragile.The human body wasn't created to be this way.
那神当初创造我们的时候不是这样的想法。
But the effect of the sin,
因为罪的影响
immediately caused us to be weak.
马上让我们变得非常的软弱。
To age,
让我们变老。
To disease,
生病。
To have deterioration,
让我们的身体恶化。
And to die,
直到死亡。
We weren't created to be like that.
我们最初不是被这样创造的。
But when we put our faith and trust in Jesus and His work on the cross,
当我们信仰耶稣，我们相信耶稣并仰赖他的时候
，When He gave us a new life,
当他给我们一个新生命的时候
，He took all of the dark poison.
那他就把所有的这些
，God took all of that dark poison.
他把那些黑暗的毒
and he put it on Jesus on the cross.
他放在主耶稣身上，钉在了十字架上。
And that broke the curse.
那我们的诅咒就被破解了。
For you and me.
为了你也为了我。
And when he did that,
当主耶稣做这些事的时候
It started the process.
那整个过程就开始了。
So that we begin in our spirit, in our soul, to have a new life.
那我们的灵命上就有了一个新的生命。
But we're still living in the earthly body, the first version of our body.
那我们还是活在我们最初的这个老我的这个
身体里面。But this is not the final version of our body.
但是这不是我们最终的身体。
Because the hope that we have.Is the new version of the body that we will have, the resurrected, glorious version, the Jesus version of our body. Amen.
我们身体的最终的版本是荣耀的，是复活的那个新身体。
So when we put our faith and our trust in Jesus,
那我们信赖我们的主耶稣的时候
，we have booked for ourselves, we have a reservation to have a new resurrected body.
那我们就已经下了一个预定，我们将来会有一个荣耀的新身体。
And that's why he said in verse 19, if you have hope in this today only, that's sad.
如果我们在基督里只在今生有盼望，那我们就比所有人更可怜了。
When you're young, you have hope in this body today.
如果你还年轻的话，那你对你现在所有的这个身体还是有盼望的。
You like to work out, you like to play sports, you see the young people, they like to see how high they jump.
那我们就是锻炼身体，然后我们可以看到年轻人，他们真是又蹦又跳，非常有活力，有活力。
I remember those days, my glory days. You work out, you have like strong muscles.
那我也还清楚地记得我年轻的时候，我的身体是那么的棒，我的肌肉也很发达。
So if I'm wearing a suit like this and you see it tight, it's muscle.
我穿上这个西服的时候，大家可以看到我的肌肉都鼓出来了。
But today it's not muscle.
今天就不是肌肉了。
Today it's just tight because I'm out of shape.
今天就不是肌肉了。
And you can't do the things you once did.
那很多事情你现在也不能做。
Because no matter how strong your body is today,
不管今天你的身体有多强壮，
it's still weak.
还是软弱的。
There was an NFL elite player.
那 NFL 里面有一个特别有名的
运动员。Super strong, super fit, super healthy.
那非常强壮，他真的是非常健康。
But when he got in a car accident, he died.
那他出了一场车祸，那他就死了。
Just like that.
就像那样，很快的。
That's how weak our bodies are.
那也是显明了我们的身体有多么的软弱。
But we have booked, we have reserved a new body.
那我们已经预定了一个新身体。
Look at verse 42.
让我们一起看一下四十二节。
See, today, our bodies are perishable.
今天我们的身体是要朽坏的。
What does perishable mean?
什么是要朽坏的呢?
It means it's going to go bad.
那就说明身体会变坏。
That's it. That's our bodies today.
那就是我们今天的身体状况就是这样。
Our bodies are subject to weakness.
那我们的身体就是
aging.
我们的身体会软弱，我们也会变老。
Disease.
我们也会有疾病。
And death.
还有死亡。
But look at what verse 42 says.
那我们看一下四十二节怎
么说。Our new bodies will be raised imperishable.
复活的是不会朽坏的。
You good?
Yeah.
Okay. What does that mean?
那它意味着什么呢？
What does imperishable mean?
我们复活的身体是不朽坏的。
No aging.
那表明我们不会老。
No aging.
不会老。
No sickness.
也不会生病。
No pain.
没有疼痛
no death.
也不会死
So number one,
所以第一点
God will give you a new body that is imperishable.
那神会给我们一个新的身体，这个身体是不朽坏的。
No aging.
不老
No sickness.
不病
No pain.
不痛
No death.
不死
Amen?
Amen.
Imperishable body. And then as you read on,In verse 43, he says, today, sin has brought dishonor to your body.
那像四十三节所说的，罪给我们身体，让我们我们的
okay, sin has brought dishonor to your body.
那
just follow me.
罪让我们变得不荣耀，我们的身体是不能荣耀的。
Sin has made our body weak.
那罪也让我们的身体变得软弱。
But when we get our new body,
等我们有了新的身体的时候，
it will be raised with glory.
那我们这个复活的新身体是荣耀的。
And it will not be weak, it'll be raised and you will have power.
那我们这个身体就不是软弱的。
So number one, we saw that our new body is what? Imperishable.
Imperishable. 我们第一条是神给我们一个不朽坏的新身体。
No aging.
不老
No sickness.
不病
No pain.
不痛
No death.
不死
Number two, God will give you a new body that is glorious and powerful.
那第二点是神会给我们一个有荣耀而且有能力的新身体。
Today, sin has made your body weak.
那今天最让我们的身体变得软弱。
It's not honorable.
那也是不荣耀的。
You don't like to show people your body.
你不愿意给别人看你的身体。
The new body, you want to show it.
那新身体你就愿意给大家看。
It'd be glorious.
非常荣耀的
powerful
有能力的
Today our bodies look at verse 44
让我们一起看44节我们今天的身体
Today our bodies are made for earth only
那我们今天我们所有的身体都是为我们在地上的
But like Jesus we need to be able to go between earth and heaven
那和主耶稣在一起我们的这个身体可以在地上也可以在天上
So our new bodies number 3is a body that is a spiritual body.
那第三点，我们这个身体是一个属灵的身体。
So that it is a body that can live on earth.
那这个身体不但可以在地上活，也可以在天上活。
You can live in heaven.
你可以在天上活。
And then you can live on earth.
你又可以回到地上。
That's what Jesus was able to do.
那是主耶稣基督可以做的。
Amen.
Amen.
So our resurrected bodies are special.
那我们复活的新身体是特别的。
You should be looking forward to it more than as if God promised you a Porsche.
那我们应该是更加的期待这个新身体超过我们。
I remember talking to some of you who are waiting for your new Tesla.
那我碰到有些人就是盼望得到一辆特斯拉的新车。
Oh, my Tesla's gonna come.
我的特斯拉新车要来了。
I'm so excited.
我特别兴奋。
No, you don't get a Model 3.
你不是。
Or Model 5.
你不是得到这个 Model 3和5的车
No
不是
You get Model Jesus 0.0
你的这个型号是 Jesus 0.1
You have a body that is what? Number one, imperishable
那我们第一点我们的这个新身体是不朽坏的
There's no aging
不老
What else? No sickness
不病
No what? No pain
不痛
And what?
不死
No death Number two, you get a body that's not weak and dishonorable You get a body that's what?Glorious and powerful. And number three, you need a body that lives in heaven and on earth. So you have a what? A spiritual body. Wow. Amen. Let's give a hand to God for that. Amen. God, glory to God. Amen.
Yeah.
You get a body model Jesus 0.0.
我们有一个荣耀的新身体是主耶稣 0.1.
Because if your hope is here,
我们如果我们的盼望在地上的话
He said, that's sad.
那是非常可怜的
That's sad.
可怜
The best picture that God showed us is by giving us His Son and His resurrected body.
那神为我们预备了最好的图画就是赐给他的儿子主耶稣基督一个复活第一个复活的身体也是荣耀的身体
After Jesus was resurrected,
在主耶稣复活之后
He had such a human-like body.
那他的这个身体像人的身体是一样。
Do you remember that Mary was crying at the tomb?
那玛利亚在坟墓前哭泣。
And she thought that this man, it was Jesus and his body, was a gardener.
他以为这个主耶稣的这个新身体，他认成了一个园丁。
That's how human he looked.
那就是他看上去真的和世上的人是一样的。
Jesus walked on the earth for 40 days.
那主耶稣在地上行走40天。
They recognized him.
他们认出了他。
They were able to touch him.
他们也可以触摸他。
They were able to walk with him.
他们与神同行，与主耶稣同行。
He spoke to them out of his mouth, his lips.
他用他的嘴向他们讲话。
Using air.To speak.
用空气讲话。
He even grilled food for them.
他甚至为他们烧烤食物。
Wow.
Wow.
And he invited them over, come and eat with me.
那他让他让这些他的信徒们说来和我一起吃。
Anybody love to grill? Anybody love barbecues?
有人喜欢烧烤吗
Oh yeah. If you love to grill, I love to grill.
如果你喜欢烧烤，我喜欢烧烤。
There's going to be some grilling going on.
有一些的烧烤。
Bex is not with me this weekend. She's with my daughter in Sacramento.
那 Bex 这周不是和我们在一起，她和我的女儿在 Sacramento.
I said, kids, what are we going to do?
那我们孩子们，我们今天做点什么呢？
You know what my son said?
我儿子说啥？
Daddy, we got to grill.
我们应该做一些烧烤。
We got to have some barbecue, Dad.
我们要吃一些 barbecue.
I said, what kind of barbecue?
那你想吃什么样的 barbecue 呢？
He said, any barbecue.
什么样的 barbecue 都可以。
American barbecue is good, Dad.
美式 barbecue 可以吗？
Korean barbecue, oh.
韩式烧烤可以吗？
Clap on that. He says, any barbecue, Dad. We love grilling.
只要是烧烤都可以。
Good news for those of us who love grilling.
那对我们烧烤爱好者来说，真的是福音。
And with his glorified body, after 40 days, what did Jesus do?
那有他复活荣耀的新身体之后，主耶稣在地上行走四十天。
Johnny said he. What did he do?
发生了什么？
He what?
他做了什么？
He ascended to heaven.
然后他。
And everyone saw it.
他带着这个荣耀的身体升天了，每个人都看
见了。A body that can live on earth.
他这身体。不但可以在地上活
and enjoy God's creation,
享受神美好的创造
and a body that's able to go and enjoy heaven.
这个身体也可以到天上去享受天堂
Last time we talked about the new heaven and the new earth.
上一次我们讲到新天新地
Well, if there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, you need a new body to enjoy that.
当然我们会有新天新地，我们也需要有一个新身体去享受这个新天新地
Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 says,
腓立比书三章二十节说
But our citizenship is in heaven.
我们是天上的公民。
I don't want to hear this stuff anymore here.
我不要地上的东西。
Oh, I'm American.
我是美国人。
Oh, I'm Taiwanese.
我是台湾人。
Oh, I'm from Hong Kong.
我是香港。
Oh, I'm a citizen of China.
我是中国公民。
No.
都不是。
You are a citizen of heaven.
你是天上的公民。
You belong to heaven.
你属于天
上。That's your home.
那是你的家。
That's your citizenship.
那是你的公民。
Turn to someone next to you and say, I'm a citizen of heaven.
和你旁边的人说，我是天上的公民。
And we await a savior.
我们在切望救主。
The Lord Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣基督。
And what does it say? What is he going to do? He is going to transform our lowly body. That's what you have right now. You have a lowly body.
他要让改变我们卑贱的身体。
And he will transform us like his glorious body.
他要改变我们这个卑贱的身体，变成和他荣耀的身体相似。
He's going to come back.
他还会回来。
And transform your lowly body into a glorious body.
改变我们这卑贱的身体和他荣耀的身体相似。
Do you feel like you have a glorious body today?
你觉得你今天的身体是荣耀的吗？
Someone's like, yeah, someone's like, no. You know, the younger ones are like, yeah, sure, my body's great.
年轻人说是啊，我的身体很棒。
You know, you see when you're like 50 years old, you're like, eh, I'm not sure, there's not a lot of glory in this body.
如果我50岁的话，我的身体可能不那么荣耀。
Some people have pains and problems with their bodies.
那有些人身体上有这样那样的病痛。
There are things that some of us don't even share.
有些事情我们都不愿意和别人一起分享。
Things that we may not even ask for prayer about.
我们也没有提出代祷的事项。
But silently we're suffering.
那在沉默当中我们真的是在受苦。
Some people have pains that I know with their bodies that at times are so frustrating.
那有些人身上在经受病痛的时候，真的是非常的沮丧。
So debilitating.
他觉得没有劲。
So discouraging.
他觉得好像都没有力气，没有力量。
And God's word talks about this.
那神的话语也在讲这些事情。
How inwardly we're groaning.
那我们在心里面，我们真的是在痛苦呻吟。
Yeah, someone just made a groaning sound. One of the youth, like, ugh.
刚刚有人就发出了这种痛苦的声音，这是在我们内心里面。
Like the other day when I'm trying to plug in my phone and I'm on my back, I'm like, oh.
哎呦，有一天我是刚想在我手机充个电，结果把
背给闪了。But there's a lot of other pains that's much worse than that.
那我知道有些人的病痛真的是比那更要严重的多。
And we groan inside, is what the Bible says.
那我们在心里面是痛苦呻吟的。
Why?
为什么？
Why are we groaning?
为什么我们要痛苦呻吟呢？
You may not know why you're groaning.
有的时候我们也不知道原因。
And it may not just be an issue with your body.
有的时候也不是我们身体上的任何的病痛。
Because what you're struggling is tied to a spiritual thing.
那有的时候我们真的是内心挣扎到一个就是属灵上的这种声音。
And you're groaning inside.
我们内心里面痛苦真实声音。
Because you're hanging on by a thread.
我们真的是好像真的要被压倒了。
But I want to tell you why you're groaning.
那我要告诉你你为什么在痛苦呻吟。
And maybe this will help you.
也许这就能帮到你。
We groan because we're waiting for something better.
我们在心里面这个痛苦呻吟是因为我们在期待更好的东西。
We are groaning because we know that there's something better.
我们痛苦呻吟是我们知道有更好的事情。
Look at Romans chapter 8. Turn your Bibles there.
请打开圣经罗马书八章二十二节。
Look at verse 22.
二十二节。
Because it's not just you who's groaning. Look at this.
因为经文上说不只是你在痛苦呻吟。
For we know,
我们知道
that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now.
我们知道被造的万物直到现在都一同在痛苦呻吟。
And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoptions as sons and daughters, the redemption of our bodies.
不但这样，连我们这些有圣灵作为初熟果子的人，自己也在内心叹息，热切期待成为嗣子，就是我们的身体得赎。
What does tanshi sound like? What is tanshi?
Groan. Tanshi. What does groan sound?
The whole creation is like that.
所以被造的万物都在一同痛苦呻吟。
And what does this say?
经上怎么讲?
For in this hope we are saved.
我们因这盼望而得救。
Now hope that is seen is not hope. For those who hopes for what he sees, for who hopes for what he sees?
现在看到的盼望不是盼望，谁会期望？
That's the next verse, please. For we, if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience.
我们得救时就存着这盼望，但是看得见的盼望不是盼望，谁会因为盼望自己看见了的呢？
You see, it's not just you, it's all of God's creation that has been touched by that dark poison, the effects of sin.
你看，不光是你自己，其实是被创造的万事万物都是被这个罪的。
And all of creation and us are groaning.With the pains, as you saw in that first verse of childbirth.
那不光是你，一切受造之物，一切受造之物都在一起痛苦呻吟。
Have you ever experienced childbirth?
那有没有经历过
No.
分娩，生小孩子。
Have you seen childbirth?
有没有看过生
小孩子？Have you been near childbirth? Or for some of you kids, you've seen on TV?
有一些年轻人可能在电视上看
过。Or you can imagine it.
你可以想象一下
It's a woman in labor pains.
那就是一位妇女在经历产痛
Janine's going to be going through that.
Janine 马上要经历
Freya's going to be going through that, right?
Freya 也会要经历
Right? I've not given birth myself.
我自己从来没有生过孩子
But I've experienced it. I've seen it three times.
但是我经历过，我见过三次生孩子。
And some of the pain that Bex has experienced and described to me.
那我可以跟大家描述一下 Bex 生孩子所经历的痛苦。
That's when I realized men are really weak.
那我就意识到，哎呀，男人是非常的软弱。
Oh, men are weak.
男人很软弱。
We cry at like a headache or stuff like that.
我们经常就是哭泣。
When Bex is sick,
那 Bex 生病的时候
she doesn't stop.
她也还是接着干她的事情。
When I'm sick, I'm in my bed like.
我生病了，我就躺在床上。就开始呻吟说给我、哎呀我真的是不舒服给我做点汤吧让我喝喝
When we're both sick, Bex takes care of me.
我们两个人都生病的时候还是 Bex 照顾我
Men are weak.
男人很软弱
I remember when she was in the pains of childbirth.
那我记得当时她在、经历生产的时候有产痛她真的在那里很痛苦的呻吟
And I'm groaning with her.
我也跟她一起痛苦呻吟
And she's like, what are you groaning about?
他说你在那地方
you look like you're in so much pain.
你在那地方喊什么
But she's groaning and she's enduring this pain and what is she waiting for?
那她正在那里痛苦呻吟她在承受这些的痛楚那她在等什么呢
she's waiting for her baby.
那她在等她的、婴孩
And she knows that as soon as the baby comes,
那她知道如果小宝宝生出来
her groaning will end.
那她就不会再呻吟了
That's what this is saying.
那也就是这节经文所说的
The whole of God's creation
所有万物被创造的
And you and I
包括你包括我
We are groaning
我们都在内心痛苦
Until God will make everything new again. Amen?
直到神
全部神会全部都
变成新的
变成新的阿们不阿们
阿们
That's what we're waiting for
那就是我们所期待的盼望的
And God's word says The hope is the redemption of our bodies 神的话语说
神的话语说 Which verse?
Verse 23.
Oh, 让我们自己也在内心叹息热、热切期待成为嗣子就是我们的身体得赎
身体得赎 A redeemed body.
就是我们的身体得赎
You see all these words? Redeem, resurrect, renew.
得赎复活这些
It's not that God is making a new creation. It is something that he has in his mind that he intended. And it's going back to what it's supposed to be.
这个不是说神是重新创造这是成、神创造初期这就是在他心里预定的。
And what it's saying is we're groaning for things to be made right again.
那我们也在内心叹息热切期盼成为
And verse 24 says that's our hope.
24节说这就是我们所存在的盼望
Our hope is not in the Tesla Model 5.
那我们的盼望不是得一辆特斯拉新车
Or the model whatever. I don't even know what the iPhone's on. What's the iPhone? What's the next model? I don't know.
也不是得一个新的
16, the kids know.
iPhone 手机
Wow,
iPhone 16.
The new 16's going to come out.
iPhone 16要出来了
One day it's going to be the iPhone 103.
有一天就会
We're not going to be around for that.
iPhone 103, 我们可能到时都看不到了
That's not our hope.
这不是我们的盼望。
Our hope is not that, oh, hey, we're going to lose some weight and look a little bit better next year.
我们的盼望不是说我们要减一点点肥，明年我们看上去更好。
Our hope is not even, oh, let's pray that we stay safe.
那我们的盼望也不是说我们能够平平安安的。
Our hope is not even, oh, let me hope to be cured of cancer.
那我们的盼望也不是说我的癌症得医治。
Our hope is everything's going to be made new.
那我们的盼望就是说一切都是新的了。
Our hope is that I will have a resurrected glorious body.
那我们的盼望就是我们有、复活的荣耀的新身体。
A body that is imperishable.
我们的身体是不朽坏的。
With what? No aging.
不老。
With no sickness. with no pain,
没有痛,
with no death,
没有死亡,
a body that is not weak and dishonorable, it is a body that is what? Glorious and powerful.
我们的新身体是荣耀的, 是有能力的,
and our body that is made for heaven and earth,
我们的新身体是,
a spiritual body.
我们是属灵的新身体,
brothers and sisters, that's our hope.
弟兄姐妹, 那就是我们的盼望。
Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning.
让我们一起祷告。 亲爱的天父, 我们感谢你。
We thank you that you have this amazing hope reserved for us.
我们感谢你有这么美好的, 盼望为我们准备。
And although we booked our reservation for the future,
尽管我们也为我们的未来, 我们已经做了, 预定。
The joy and the life that you give to us begins now.
你给我们的喜乐, 你给我们的新生命从今天开始。
We want to live this life with purpose.
我们让我们在地上的生命过得有意义, 有目标。
Because we know our future is promised.
因为我们知道我们的未来是预定的。
Thank you for the hope that you've given to us.
感谢你给我们所存的盼望。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们祷告侍奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.